我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们一同来仰望你。
Lord, we look to you together.
因着你那里有无限的恩惠。
Because in you there's unlimited grace.
你也乐意把你自己向众人来启示。
And you're willing to reveal yourself to all.
可以让我们更多的认识你。
So that we can know you more.
因着这个缘故，我们要到你面前来向你求更多的恩典。
So because of this, we'll come before you and ask for more grace.
就是认识你的恩典。
Which is a grace to know you.
求我们的主把你自己更多的向我们启示。
Lord, we ask that you reveal yourself to us more.
借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，叫我们里面的眼睛明亮。
Through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so we can be enlightened within.
叫我们从你手中的工作的里头去认识你自己的性情。
So through the work in your hands that we can see your nature.
主，谢谢你，因为在你没有改变。
Lord, we thank you because there's no change in you.
过去你是怎样？
How you were in the past.
现在你还是怎样？
Now you're still the same.
直到永远你仍然是这样。
Until eternity, you're still the same.
正因为这样，我们可以完全的投靠你。
And because of this, we can trust you completely.
因为你是带领我们行完我们一生路程的主。
Because you're the Lord who will lead us through our complete journey, through our life.
你又用着我们去成全你自己手中的工作。
And you use us to complete the work in your hands.
主，因此我们在你面前说，主给我们更多的与你面对面。
So Lord, we ask that we can see you more face to face.
更明亮的去认识你手中所做的一切。
To know the work in your hands more clearly.
和你的自己。
And also yourself.
主，我们仰望。
Lord, we look to you.
晚上这个时间，我们一同等候在你面前。
Lord, this time of the evening, we'll wait upon you.
但愿你的话向我们发出亮光。
May your words enlighten us.
让我们都看见你要我们看见的。
So we can all see what you want us to see.
荣耀归给你。
Glory be to you.
带领我们进入你的心意。
May you lead us into your will.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
我们今天继续在神做工的方法这一方面来再看。
This evening we'll continue to look at the work, the method of God's work.
这个也许是我们这次的交通的最后的一个点。
It could be the last point of our fellowship this time.
但是今天晚上是交通不完。
But this evening we will not be able to complete it.
下礼拜我们盼望可以结束我们这个神作工的法则。
And next week we hope to finish the principle of God's work.
那我们最后的一点要留意的乃是神一切的工作在基督里。
The last point we want to pay attention to is that all the works of God is in Christ.
我们先来读一点的经文。
Let's read some scriptures.
请翻看以弗所书第一章。
Please turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
我们在那里看几节。
Let's read a few verses.
从第三节开始。
Starting from verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，没无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按照自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他的荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在以弗所书这一小段的经文里头,
within this little passage in the book of Ephesians,
我们看到了神做工的方法, 一个很明显的法则。
We can see a very clear principle within the work of God.
如果我们再多读一点就是接下去的那些经文,
if we continue to read on a little more,
你很清楚地看到, 在以弗所书开头这, 几节的经文的里面, 翻来覆去是表达了一个事实。
And you will see very clearly in the beginning of the book of Ephesians, there is a repeated theme there.
因为你不住地看见在基督里这个事实,
because you continue to see in Christ this fact.
或者你看见在基督里,
or you see in fact, in Christ.
或者你看见在爱子里,
or in the loved ones.
或者你看见借着基督耶稣,
or through Jesus Christ.
不管是借着基督耶稣也好, 在基督,
no matter whether it's through Jesus Christ or in Christ,
并且我们也看到, 那个结局, 就神做工的结局, 那个结局仍然是在基督里。
And we'll see the result of God's work is in Christ.
因此我们可以这样说,
so we can say this,
虽然我们所念的只是以弗所书这一小段,
even though we only read a little passage in the book of Ephesians,
但是这个事实在新约圣经里面就多得不得了。
But there are many examples in the New Testament of this fact.
你看到在基督里这一个事实是好多好多给提出来。
And you see there are many places that mention this fact in Christ.
那在旧约里头当然基督还没有显明。
In the Old Testament, Christ was not manifested yet.
但是我们很清楚地看见,
but we could clearly see,
旧约里头虽然没有在基督里这几个字,
even though in the Old Testament there's no such words as in Christ,
但是却是非常清楚地看见在基督里的那个原则,
but we could clearly see the principle of in Christ,
带回我们就从圣经里面来看这些事实,
and later we'll look at this fact in the scriptures.
我们首先要确定这样的一件事,
so first we have to acknowledge this.
我们记得头一次我们交通这一个主题的时候,
remember when we first share on this theme,
我们就特别的提到, 神一切的工作都是根据他的旨意。
And we mentioned that all the works of God is based on His will.
我们几乎是可以这样说, 不在神旨意里面的, 神就不会在那里显出他的工作。
We can almost say this, if it's not within God's will, that God would not manifest His work.
神如果显出他的工作,
if God manifests His work,
那个工作就一定是根据他的旨意。
Then His work will truly be based on His will.
那现在我们看到最末了的时候呢,
and when we come to the end now,
我们就看到神整个的工作有一个非常非常特别的那个光景,
and we'll see the work of God has a very special condition,
就是一切都是在基督里,
which is all is in Christ.
那我从我们刚才所念的几节经文里面你看到,
and from the verses we just read,
神工作的起头在基督里,
you can see the beginning of God's work is in Christ.
因为那里告诉我们说,
because it says here,
神从创立世界以前就在基督里拣选了我们,
because he said he chose us in him before the creation of the world.
那是说到神的工作的显明乃是在创世以前就定规下来了,
which tells us the manifestation of his work is determined by or in the during the creation of the world.
值得我们去留意的,
and we need to pay attention to
this. 是这一个开始是开始在哪里?
Where does this beginning begin at?
开始在基督里,
which is in Christ.
那我们可以说,
and we can say
this, 神一切的工作是在基督里面做安排的,
all the works of God is arranged in Christ.
因为在创世以前, 神所定规要做成的一切的工, 都在基督里这一个 原则的上面来发表。
Because before the creation of the world, all the works that would be done by God is summed up in this principle of in Christ.
然后我们又看到，就是从这短短的几节经文里面。
And also from these few verses, we also see this.
神在基督里安排了他要做的。
That God arranged what he wanted to do in Christ.
那他怎么去做成他所安排的呢？
And how is he to finish what he has arranged?
我们仍然看见在基督里。
We continue to see it's also in Christ.
那也就是说。
In other words,
他是在基督里来经营他所安排的。
So he does what he arranged in Christ.
所以说你看见接下去他就说是借着基督耶稣得儿子的名分。
So that he said, what it follows is he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ.
又说到他在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And that he has given us all kinds of heavenly blessings in Christ.
又告诉我们说这是荣耀的恩典啊都是在基督里给我们的。
And also said that the glorious grace is given to us in Christ.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那主的话非常清楚给我们看到这个点。
God's words clearly tells us this point.
不但是神所做的一切是在创世以前就在基督里做好安排。
Not only that all the work of God is done before the creation of the world in Christ.
并且给我们看到在他安排好了以后他怎么去经营呢也是在基督里。
And after he arranged it, the way he does it is also in Christ.
我们也同样的可以说。
And we can also say this.
在基督以外神没有工作。
Outside of Christ, there's no work of God.
不是说神不可以在基督以外做工。
It's not that God cannot work outside of Christ.
而是说神在基督以外他不要做工。
But it is to say outside of Christ that God would not work.
因为他神所做一切的工作都是为了完成他在基督里所做好的安排。
Because all the works of God is to complete the arrangement what he wished to do in Christ.
我们感谢我们的主。
Do we thank our Lord?
那然后我们又看见。
And then we see.
神做工的结果。
The results of God's work.
乃是当然就是他的那一个安排完全做成功。
Which is to complete what he has arranged.
那个做成功的结果是怎么样呢
？And what is the result of the completion of the
work? 那个做成功的结果就是基督完全的显明出来。
The completion of the work, which is the complete manifestation of Christ.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
神给我们看见他做工就是沿着这样的一个法则来表达的。
That God lets us see that the way he works is according to this principle.
在基督里开始。
Beginning in Christ,
在基督里进行
and in process in Christ,
在基督里显出那个结果
and in Christ manifest the results.
那个结果就是基督的显出
and the result is the manifestation of Christ.
我们是在感谢我们的神
Indeed, we thank our God.
那既然这一个点给我们看得那么的明确
So when we can see this point so clearly,
不单是以弗所书这里说
Not only is mentioned in the book of Ephesians
哥罗西书是这样说
In the book of Colossians it's also said
彼得的书信上面 也是这样说
And also the epistles of Peter also say this the same thing
我们看到约翰所写下来的文字
And also the words according to John
仍然是叫我们看见一切在基督里。
They also let us see all is in Christ.
那因此我们在末了的时候就要比较明确的来看这个在基督里这一个点。
So at the end, we would like to look at this point about in Christ.
不是说在基督里的全面。
It's not the complete picture of what's being in Christ.
只是从神做工的法则这个点上来看在基督里。
We're only looking at this point in Christ from the point of view of the principle of God's work.
首先我们就要来认定。
And first, we need to confirm.
我们怎么 去认定在基督里这一个事实呢？
How can we confirm the fact that it's in Christ?
那要认定这个事实，
If you want to confirm this fact,
就不是在那里讲道理了。
Then we cannot just look for doctrines.
我们必须要从神做工的历史的里面去找出这样的一个事实来了。
And we have to find this fact within the history of God's work.
那因此我们从几个方面来看怎么认定在基督里这个事实。
So we'll look at it from different angles.
那当然是围绕着神做工的法则这一个中心来看。
Of course, it still surrounds the principles of God's work.
那首先我们说，
And first we'll say,
在基督里让我们去领会神看重人过于他手中的工作。
So when we look at in Christ, we can see that God emphasizes more on the person or the people more than the work.
而如果把那个范围缩小一点，
If we constrain the boundary,
我们可以说神看重做工的人过于他所要的工作。
And we'll say that God regards the people more than the work itself.
这是非常重要的一个点。
And this is a very important point.
那人所注意的是工作的本身。
What men look at is the work itself.
怎么把工作做好？
How to complete the work?
怎么把工作扩大？
How to enlarge the work?
怎么把工作让众人都知道又称许？
How can they let everybody know about the work and praise them for the work?
那在人这方面，人这样去体会是很自然的。
And this is very natural for men to look at the work this way.
你也不能说他是不对。
And you cannot say the person is wrong.
但是这个事情带到神的面前来的时候，
But when we bring this matter before God,
神就很清楚给我们留意到，
that God let us see clearly,
他所看重的是做工的人，
what he looked upon heavily is the person himself,
而不是说他不留意他的工作，
it doesn't mean that he doesn't regard his work,
但是在工作和做工的人两者之间，
But between the work and the person who does the work,
神所看重的是做工的人。
What God regards highly is the person.
原因在哪里呢？
And what is the reason?
我们不能不回到，又回到神造人的目的。
And we have to return back to the purpose of creating man.
那当然，我们可以了解神造人的那个目的的几方面。
And we can understand the several points of how God created man.
但是我们可以把它归纳起来这样说。
And we can summarize it.
神造人的目的，
The purpose of God creating man.
乃是让被造的人替他成全他所要做的工。
Is to let the created man to complete the work he wished to complete.
不管你是从神的荣耀发表这一方面来看也好，
No matter if you look at the manifestation of God's glory.
从神的权柄执行出来也好，
or the execution of his authority.
从神本身的丰富能彰显也好，
or the revelation of the abundance of God.
你都看见一件事情，
You will see this one thing.
神需要人，
that God needs man.
要借着人来表达他所要做成的。
It's through man that he can express what he wished to do.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你从神造人的那个目的上面已经看到这样的一个前提了。
So brothers and sisters, you can see the premise by looking at when God created man.
神要人，
that God wants man.
当神得着人的时候，
when he gains man,
神所要做的就做成。
That what God wished to do, he will
complete. 人得不着人的时候，
if he cannot gain man,
神所要做的就受阻挡。
What he wants to do would be hindered.
那这个是神从创世纪一开始就给我们看到的一个很明显的事实。
This is what God lets us see very clearly starting from the book of Genesis.
因为按照我们的想法来说，
Because according to our thoughts,
神要做工，神自己就完全可以完成。
That if God wants to do something, he can accomplish
it by himself. 并且他做的比人更好，更快，更准确。
That he could do it much better and faster than men.
但是你很清楚地看到，
But you can see clearly,
神不自己做。
That God does not do it by himself.
他要造一个人来给替他做。
That he would create a man to do it for him.
让被造的人来替神做。
So the created man would do it for God.
弟兄姊妹，我们也能了解，
In verse 6, we can also understand this.
就算亚当没有堕落。
Even if Adam didn't fall.
那他能做出来的也不能和神自己所做的来做比较的。
That what he could do could not compare with what God could do.
那就是说不管亚当怎么做他也赶不上神的。
That is to say, no matter how Adam works at it, he would not be able to compete.
最简单，你看亚当自己就知道了。
And very simply put, you can look at
Adam. 亚当可以做很多很多的事情。
Adam can do a lot of things.
但是他绝对不能造出一个东西来，像神造他一个模样。
But he could never create something like God created him.
我不扯出差太远了。
And I won't go too far off.
但是弟兄姊妹，就是我们现在所有的一点点的知识。
And but according to what we know now,
人家就说啊，人这个身体啊，就是奇妙的不得了。
And people would say that the human body is very miraculous.
在实际上面，在完成上面，都是非常非常的精巧又细致的。
And we say that in reality, the organization of the body is very, very miraculous and very detailed.
亚当就不可能做这样的事。
That Adam would not be able to do such things.
但是神就用着被造的亚当来成就神所要做的工。
But God would use the created Adam to accomplish his work.
当然我们也知道里面有一个属灵的原因。
And we know that that's a spiritual reason with him.
神要用着被造的人来成就他所要做的，去羞辱那在神面前不肯接受神的管理的撒旦。
That God would use the created man to accomplish what he wants to do in order to shame Satan who is not submissive to him.
那好，我们能看准了这个，神看重做工的人过于神要做成的工作。
So now we have this clear understanding that God regards more highly of the person more than the work itself.
那我们就来看看在历史上是不是真的这样？
And now let's look at the, in the history if it is true.
首先我们看到亚当给赶出伊甸园。
And first we can see that Adam was chased out of the Garden of Eden.
弟兄姊妹你要问了。
And my sister, you may ask.
神只造亚当和夏娃。
God only created Adam and Eve.
神托付神那个荣耀的工作是给他们。
That God entrusted this glorious work to them.
那现在他们给赶出去了，就是说神不能再用他们了。
And now that they're cast away, that God cannot use them anymore.
那神所交托给他们原来所要做成的工还要不要做？
So the work that is entrusted to them by God, would God still want to continue?
那当然要做。
And of course, yes.
既然当然要做
And if it's yes,
那神怎么做呢
How would God do it?
他交托给亚当跟夏娃的
What he has entrusted to
Adam and Eve 现在亚当跟夏娃都不能再做了
Now Adam and Eve cannot do it anymore
那 神怎么做呢
So how could God continue?
你可以说神另外再造另外一个亚当跟另外一个夏娃
And you can say that God can create another Adam and Eve
当然神可以这样做
Of course God can
但是当神这样做的时候
But if God do it this
way, 他起初要造亚当跟夏娃的那个目的就没有完成了
Then the original purpose of creating Adam and Eve cannot be completed
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
亚当是被赶出伊甸园
That Adam was cast away outside of Eden
但是你看到一件事情
But you can see one thing here
神并不是不使用亚当和夏娃
So we can see that it's not that God would not use Adam and Eve.
但是不是使用那个时候的亚当跟夏娃
But he would not use the Adam and Eve at that time.
然后我们看到神那个救赎的安排
And we can see the arrangement of God's redemption.
来成就神旨意的是什么
What is it to complete God's will?
女人的后裔
The descendant of the woman.
那女人的后裔就是亚就是夏娃的后裔了。
The descendant of the woman is the descendant of Eve.
那也可以说就是人的后裔了。
Which is to say the descendant of man.
那神还是用着从伊甸园出来的人的后代来成就在伊甸园里面神所托付给他们祖宗的事情。
So God still used the descendant of man, which is from the Garden of Eden.
我们是在感谢神。
To accomplish His will.
我们一直看到神没有放弃人。
We see that God has never forsaken man.
人可以赶不上神。
That man can fall behind.
但是神忍耐的在那里等待人。
But God was waiting for people.
头一代的人神等不上去，反来。
The first generation was not.
神等他的第二代。
It's not good enough, so God waited for the second one.
而是第二代神等不上来。
And the second generation is not good enough.
神还等他的第三代。
So God would continue to wait for the third generation.
我们看整个旧约的历史。
When we look at the history of the Old Testament.
你就是看见神在那里等待吗？
We will see that God was there to wait.
而神就在那里等。
And God continues to wait.
等到有一天他等到一个以诺出来了。
Until one day he waited for Enoch.
等到有一天他等到一个挪亚出来。
And one day is Noah.
等到一天你等到那个亚伯兰出来了。
And also one day Abraham.
你又看到以后在亚伯兰的子孙当中神又得着一些了。
And then in the descendants of Abraham, he waited for some other people.
一直等到有一天。
And until one day.
神的儿子成为亚当的后代。
That the son of God became the descendant of Adam.
神得着那个人。
That God has gained this man.
所以弟兄说你留意到我们的主。
So brothers and sisters, take note about our Lord.
他又被称为第二个人。
That he was called the second man.
或者说是第二个亚当。
Or the second Adam.
就我们中文圣经把它翻成是末后的亚当。
And in the Chinese translation says the last Adam.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你看到在神整个那个工作的里面，他一直要得着亚当。
We see that within the entire work of God, he was there to gain Adam.
第一个亚当没有跟上来。
The first Adam could not match up.
神在那里等第二个亚当。
So God was there to wait for the second Adam.
神就等了那么长久的时间。
And after he waited for a long time.
那你说那神啊，那你的工作就荒废了几千年。
And then we say that God, you have wasted thousands of years.
神会告诉我们说。
But God would tell us.
就是荒废几万年。
Even if I waste 10,000
of years,
it's not a waste.
因为等到一天。
Because I'm waiting for one day.
我说早早的那个人出来。
That I can gain this man.
这一切都要完成。
And all these will be completed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看见在历史上面，神果然是这样的做工。
We see that throughout history, God was working this way.
那我们还不能只是看这一个事实就。确定说神重看做工的人过于那个要做的工作。
Then we still cannot confirm that the fact that the God would regard more highly of the person than the work itself just by looking at this point.
亚伯和该人的故事。
The story of Abel and Cain.
弟兄姊妹，当你留意的时候。
If we pay attention to it.
你很清楚地看见。
Very clearly we can see.
亚伯。他在神面前蒙纪念。
That Abel was remembered before God.
我们常常以为神是根据他的所作。
And we always thought it's according to his works.
但是我们如果是很仔细、很准确的去留意主的记录。
But if we look at the recording of the Lord in detail and very carefully,
很清楚我们看见一件事。
Very clearly we can see this fact.
神是纪念亚伯的所事早于他的所作。
That God remember Abel as who he is before he remember what he did.
你留意创世纪第四章里边怎么记载他们兄弟俩的事。
If you look at the book of Genesis chapter 4 and how it's recorded there.
神悦纳亚伯和他的公物。
That the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering.
或者说神不悦纳该隐和他所做的他的公物。
Or we can say that the Lord did not look with favor on Cain and his offering.
弟兄姊妹，很清楚地看到。
And brothers and sisters, you can see clearly.
神悦纳这个人在前。
That God first looks with favor on this person, and then accept what he does.
这是在伊甸园以后 很明显记录下来的一个事实。
This is recorded very clearly after what happened in the Garden of Eden.
如果亚伯这个人不对，
If Abel, this person is not correct,
他所做的在神面前也不可能对。
What he did before God would not be correct either.
像该隐一样。
Just like Cain.
为什么该隐做出来的是神所不接受的呢？
Why is it what Cain did was not acceptable to God?
因为是该隐这个人首先在神的面前没有让神看重他。
That was because Cain, this person, was not regarded highly by God in the first place.
很明显又给我们看到这一点。
And very clearly we can see this point.
神是先看那个人，然后才看那个人所做的。
That God would first look at the person and then he will look at what this person has done.
我们看亚伯兰也是如此。
And Abraham is the same.
亚伯兰能承受神给他托付的那一个大的计划。
That Abraham can receive such a great entrustment, this plan of God.
先是神看重亚伯兰是一个寻求神的人。
It's because that God first looked at him as someone who seek after the Lord.
他能把神心思里面的要做的带出来。
That he can bring forth what's in God's heart.
那弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
And brothers and sisters, you can see.
在神心思里头，所有的意念都是集中在他儿子的身上。
So within God's heart, all his thoughts are concentrated in his son.
你看亚伯
when you look
没有提到基督的。
When you look at Abel, we didn't mention Christ.
你看亚伯兰也没有直接提到基督的。
And when we look at Abraham, it doesn't mention about Christ directly.
但是你非常清楚地看见。
But very clearly you can see.
他们所做的都和基督有关的。
What they have done have to do with Christ.
我们不禁不止要问了。
And then we'll have this question.
他们这些人怎么知道要做一些事情和基督有关的呢？
And how could these people know that there are things that they need to do that has to do with Christ?
当然我们找不到答案的。
And of course we cannot find the answer.
因为这个是神给他们自己里面知道的。
Because this is what God revealed to them within.
但是他们里面怎么可能知道呢？
But how could they know?
只有一个条件。
That's only one condition.
他们是寻求神的人。
That they are the ones who seek after God.
神就把心中的秘密告诉他们。
And that God will reveal his secret within his
heart. 他们就按照神心里头所想的来跟上神所要做的。
So according to what's in God's heart, they would follow on and obey.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你看到。
My sister, you see.
如果神要做成托付给亚伯兰的。
If God wants to finish what he entrusted Abraham,
如果神亲手来做的话，
If God does it on his own,
我们确实是可以领会。
That we could for sure understand this.
神什么时候想做，神什么时候就做成功。
Whenever God wants to do it, he would accomplish it right away.
但是很清楚你看到。
But very clearly you can
see. 神是要做。
That God wants to do it.
但是他不自己做。
But he would not do it by himself.
他等着能替他做的人出来替他做。
That he waited for someone who could do it for him to do it.
啊，这个是太叫我们不容易领会的透彻了。
And this is not easy for us to understand completely.
因为不但你只是看见这几个人。
Because not only do you only see these few people.
你也看见旧约里头的摩西。
You can also see Moses in the Old Testament.
你看到摩西的时候也看到这个。
And when you look at Moses, you also see that.
按人来看，摩西是一个有才干的人。
According to men, Moses is capable.
但是有才干的人。
But someone who's capable.
他不能带出基督来的时候。
When he cannot bring forth Christ.
他只能带出人以为对的事情。
He can only bring forth what's correct in
man's eyes. 没有带出神所要显明的神的儿子。
That he cannot bring forth the Son of God, which God wants to reveal.
和神要为着他儿子所安排的一切。
What God wants to arrange for his son.
所以他就把摩西放在一旁。
So God put Moses aside.
一直等到摩西从里面知道神究竟要做的是什么。
until Moses understands what God wants to accomplish.
当然在旧约里面所有的事实与主有关的都是一个预不是一些预表。
But of course, all those things that has to do with the Lord in the Old Testament is only a type.
啊，从那个预表的里面，你都可以看见神要做的究竟是什么。
And within that type, we can see what God wants to accomplish.
摩西在埃及所做的
，What Moses did in Egypt,
不过是叫以色列人留在埃及而不受欺压。
It was only for the Israelites to stay in Egypt and not to be oppressed.
他最高的目的就是到这里。
That was the highest purpose of his.
但是神要做的，不是以色列人要留在埃及。
But what God wanted to do is not for the Israelites to remain in Egypt.
神要做的是叫以色列人离开埃及。
What God wanted to do is for the Israelites to leave Egypt.
去承受神应许给他们祖宗的迦南。
And to receive the land of Canaan, which God promised to their forefathers.
那当然，这些历史事实都带着预表的。
So of course, all these histories, they signify this type.
如果我们晓得那个预表所发表出来的，你很清楚的看见，那就是基督。
And if we understand this type, what is manifesting, we know that it's Christ.
而神让他们进迦南，乃是要让他们去进入在基督里的那一个丰富。
That God wanted them to enter into the land of Canaan, which is to enter into the abundance of Christ.
摩西起初没有这个看见。
And Moses did not have this vision.
摩西有才干。
Moses was very capable.
圣经也说他学尽了埃及人所有的学问。
And the scripture says that he has learned all the knowledge of the Egyptians.
虽然他学尽了埃及人所有的学问。
Even though he has all the knowledge of all the Egyptians.
但是他不是神手中做工的器皿。
But he was not a vessel in God's hand.
所以神就在那里等。
So God was waiting there.
而神把他放到旷野里头去。
That God put him in the desert.
让他完全忘记了他自己还能做什么。
So he can completely forget about what he could do.
到这一个时候。
And for, at that time.
神才告诉他什么。
Then God would tell him.
你照着我吩咐的去做成我所要做的。
According to what I command, you go and accomplish what I want to do.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地看见。
And brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly.
神没有让以色列人早一点离开埃及。
That God did not let the Israelites to leave Egypt earlier.
我们不能说就是为了要等摩西一个人。
And we could not say for sure this is to wait for Moses this person.
但是我们不能不说。
But we cannot.
如果神等不着摩西的话。
If God could not gain Moses.
神就不领以色列人出埃及。
Then God would not lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
那这一点恐怕是弟兄姊妹们很清楚的能看见。
And brothers and sisters can see this very clearly.
不单是摩西是这样。
Not only is this in this case for Moses.
而我们觉得在摩西这个人的身上。
And in Moses himself.
很有意思的。
It's very interesting.
他能把以色列人带出埃及。
That he could lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
带过旷野。
And lead them through the desert.
但是到了约旦河的靠边的时候
But when they came to the river Jordan
神就不让他过河
That God would not let him pass
啊，这个我们有些时候很不容易能领会的明确的
And sometimes it's very hard for to understand this point
神啊，像摩西这样的人你不让他进迦南
That would say God for a person like Moses that you would not let him enter into the land of Canaan.
怎么可以说得过去呢?
How could you say it?
但弟兄姊妹们,
The brothers and sisters?
如果我们细细地留意,
If we pay attention,
你能看见,
you can see.
神能用在旷野里面的摩西,
That God could use the Moses who's in the desert.
因为在旷野的摩西神得着他
Because the Moses who was in the desert that God gained him
但是神不让摩西进迦南
But God would not let Moses enter into the land of Canaan
那是因着在要进入迦南承受神应许的这一个事上面
And because of the fact that they entered the Canaan to receive this promise from God. That Moses could not match up to what God required.
虽然他在米利巴水的里头，按照人眼睁看来， 他只是做错了一点点事。
That even though he has only committed a small mistake before man's eyes.
但弟兄姊妹，你别忘了， 这个事情做在别人的身上， 也许没有那样的后果。
But my sisters, don't forget that if it happens to someone else, it may not have the same result.
但是做着这个事情发生在摩西的身上， 那个光景就不一样了。
But when it happened on Moses, that it was completely different.
因为他对神有了差不多80年的经历。
Because he has experienced God for almost 80 years.
他享用了80年神在他身上所做成的一切。
That he has enjoyed for about 80 years what God has accomplished. At the very end, that he should not have committed this mistake. But he made this mistake. Which means he cannot match up to God's heart. So God could not use him to lead the Israelites past the River Jordan and enter into Canaan. So this is what we could see very clearly. That Moses continued to plead with God and ask God to let him enter into Canaan.
我不在那边承受产业，不可以。
It would be okay for me to not take up inheritance. That I would be satisfied if you just let me enter into Canaan.
神说不行。
But God said no.
如果我们留意到那一段话，
If we look at those verses,
我们中文圣经翻出来翻的真是有点很传神的。
That in the Chinese translation, it was very well translated.
摩西在向神求这个事情的时候，
that when Moses was pleading with God,
你留意到神怎么对摩西说话呢？
Let's see what God said to Moses.
他说罢了，罢了。
He said, forget it.
你不要再为这个事情来求问我了。
Do not plead with me continuously according to this matter.
你留意神说罢了，罢了。
And God said, forget it.
没有可能答应你的。That
would be impossible for me to let you do this.
弟兄姊妹，为什么那么严肃？
And why is it so serious?
神很清楚地给我们看到。That
God let us see very clearly.
神重视他所要用的人，比较重视他所要做的工更多。That
God regard the person more highly than the work itself.
神宁愿他所要做的迟延一点完成。
And he would rather have his work delayed.
甚至神根本就不再做那件事。
Or to a point that he would forsake the work.
他也不能随便的让一些不合乎他心意的人去碰他的工作。
But he would not let those who's not after his heart to touch his work.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是非常严肃的事情。
And brothers, this is a very solemn matter.
但是我们又看到。And
then we'll see another thing.
人有愚昧，并不叫神过不去。That
the foolishness of men is not something that caused God to stop.
但是这个 与神在神面前，给神看见过不去的人，他必须要从愚昧回转到在神眼中的对。
But this person who's foolish, who's not matching up to God's heart, that he has to turn around to a point that he can match up with God's heart.
弟兄姊妹，你看大卫就是这样的一个很明显的例子。
And a very obvious example is David.
你要从大卫的身上找毛病。
If you want to find mistakes,
真的是一箩筐的。
In David, you can find a lot of.
你说像大卫这样的人。
And you say a person like David.
他可以在神面前有前途吗？
Does he have a future before God?
他可以在神面前有路走吗？
Does he have a way before God?
按照人来看，
According to man,
大卫是没路走的。
That David does not have any place to go, that he doesn't have a future.
但是相反的，你看见。
But very contradictory, you can see.
大卫，他走完了他的路程的时候。
After David has finished his path.
圣灵在那里给他一个这样的评语。
The Holy Spirit gave this comment.
大卫按照神的旨意服侍了那一个世代的人。
That David, according to God's heart, that he served that generation.
就睡了。
And then he went to sleep.
好，弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
他就睡了。
He slept.
他就安息了。
That he rested.
他就等候睡醒了。
That he could wait to be awakened.
他不会一睡就不醒了。
That he would not fall asleep forever.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
你从大卫的身上看见一件事。
From David, we can see one matter.
神托付给大卫的工作是很大的。
The work that's entrusted to David by God is very great.
因为是国度的缩影。
Because this is
a shadow
of the kingdom.
也是神要在地上建造圣殿的一个心意。
And it's the heart of God wanting to build a temple on earth.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这两个事情的起头。
The beginning of these two matters.
都在大卫的身上。
They're both in David.
我们没有话讲。
And we can't say anything.
但是从这些事上面。
From these matters.
我们很清楚地看见神重视做工的人。
That we can see very clearly that God regards highly of the person who works.
过于他手中的工作。
Much more than the work in his hands.
他的工作可以迟延。
That his work can be delayed.
他甚至是可以放弃。
Even that he can forsake the work.
但是他不能让替他做工的人不合乎他的心意。
But he could not let the person who does the work to be not after his heart.
扫罗就是其中一个很明显的事。
And Saul is a very obvious example.
扫罗是神选出来给以色列人做王。
The Saul was chosen by God to be king of Israel.
但是扫罗走歪了。
But he went the wrong way.
神就改变他的旨意。
Then God changed his will.
神就放弃他。
And God forsaken him.
如果我们从历史上面继续来看，
If we continue to look at history,
我们不但是在旧约里头看到这些事，
Not only can we see this in the Old Testament,
在新约我们也看到这些事。
We can see the same in the New Testament.
我们不能把许多的人都拿出来。
That we cannot go through all the people.
我们看两个特别的人物啊。
We can look at two special people.
一个是彼得啊。
One is Peter.
弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
My sister, take note.
彼得的毛病也是多得不得了的。
That Peter has a lot of mistakes.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
但最后主钉十字架以前，他给彼得说了一件事。
That at the end, before the Lord was crucified on the cross, he said
to Peter. 那是在彼得认为他绝对不会离弃主这个事情引出来的。
And that was when Peter thought that he would for sure not forsake the Lord.
那他怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
他说彼得，西门，西门。
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon.
撒旦要塞你们像塞麦子，要塞你像塞麦子一样。
And the Satan will sift you like sifting the wheat.
但我已经为你祈求。
But I have prayed for you.
你回头以后。
After you repent.
你要坚固你的弟兄。
That you will strengthen your brothers.
就说你看。
Francis.
如果从彼得这个人他所经过的事情来说，他怎么配在可以在主的手中给主用呢？
If we look at what Peter has experienced, how is it worthy to be used by the Lord?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主说你回头以后。
The Lord said after you repent.
关键就在这一个。
And this is the key.
他是一个会回头的人。
He is someone who will repent.
这个会回头的人。
this person who will return,
就是在主的面前是对的人。
Which is a person who's correct before God.
你可以犯错误。
You can make mistakes.
但是你也要晓得要回头。
But you need to know to repent.
当然，事实上。在地上找不到一个不犯错误的人。
Of course, we cannot find someone who never makes any mistakes on this earth.
而不是说错误是应该给忽略。
It's not that we should neglect the mistakes.
但是我们从整个的来说啊。
But if we look at it as a whole.
你犯了一个错误并不太要紧。
It's not important that you have committed mistakes.
你犯了错误而不肯离开错误，那个才是要紧。
But if you make a mistake and you will not leave it,then it's very important.
如果你犯了错误会回转。
If you make a mistake, then you would repent.
弟兄姊妹你晓得。
My sister, you know.
这个会回转是什么意思？
That the fact that you will repent,
这个回转，现在我们看彼得啊。
When we look at Peter, this
is repentance. 我们可以用新约的话来讲了。
We can use the words of the New Testament.
那当彼得要回转过来的时候。
When Peter repents.
他就是回来站在基督里那一个地位上。
That he returns to stand within in Christ in this position.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做在基督里？
But this is what does it mean by in Christ?
就是你站在哪里？
Which is to say you stand there.
你站在基督的里面，还是站在基督的外面？
Which is to say where do you stand? Whether you stand in Christ or outside of Christ?
你是站在基督这一边，还是站在基督的另外的一边？
Are you standing on the side of Christ or on the other side of Christ?
弟兄姊妹，这是非常明显的一件事情。
And this is very clear.
在旧约的时候，基督没有显出来。
In the Old Testament, Christ was not manifested.
但是你看到那些人。
But you see those people.
他们所做的。接上在基督里那一个事实。
What they have done was connected to.
或者说接上了那个在基督里的原则。
Was connected to the principle of in Christ.
他们在神面前就蒙纪念。
So they will remember before the Lord.
神就能用着他们，超越过他们的愚昧和无知来做成神所要做的。
So God can use them to do what he wants to accomplish regardless of their foolish and ignorance.
除了彼得还有保罗。
And besides Peter, that's Paul.
虽然保罗给人发觉他有缺陷的事情没有彼得多。
Even though Paul has not made as many mistakes as Peter, according to men.
但是你不能说保罗没有。
But you cannot say that he hasn't made any mistakes.
那像他们这样的人。
Like people like them.
小的事他不会不一定会有。小的事。
For some minor matters.
但是如果他们有事情的话。
But if something happens to them.
一定是大事。
It's always big matters.
弟兄姊妹，所以不在乎那个事情是多或是少。
So it doesn't matter whether it's a lot or very few of incidences.
而是那个事情是大或是小。
But it has to do with whether the matter is great or small.
你说保罗有什么大事啊？
Then you say, what great matter happened within Paul? Francis?
保罗当年所发生的问题和摩西在约旦河的东岸所发生的事情在原则上是完全相同的。
So what happened to Paul is in principle is same as what happened to Moses on the east side of the river of Jordan.
而神告诉他说你不要去耶路撒冷。
That God told him not to go to Jerusalem.
他是发起人的热心来，他说我非要上耶路撒冷不可。
But because of his own zeal, he said that I have to go to Jerusalem.
我到耶路撒冷能发挥作用，叫人归向神。
That I can do my work in Jerusalem and cause people to believe in the Lord.
但是神说不行不行，你不能去。
But God said no no, don't go.
你不要去。
Do not go.
我也不会用你在那个地方。
And I would not use you there.
但是保罗就是硬着脖子要去。
But Paul was stubborn and he wanted to go.
弟兄姊妹，你看。
My sisters, you can
see. 这个事情不是跟摩西在米利巴水第二次击打磐石的那个事实。在原则上是相同的吗？
So isn't it the same in principle like what Moses did to hit the rock twice?
但是保罗在神面前真的完全的服下来。
But Paul, he submitted completely before the Lord.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神还能用他。
the God can still use him.
用着他，虽然神的管教领导他，他给关起来。
Even though the disciplines of God came upon him and he was put into prison.
但神在关把他关起来的同时
，But at the same time when he was in prison,
神也让他接受了很高很高的启示。
God let him experience a very high revelation.
在保罗的监狱的书信的里面，就把神所要显明的发表出来。
In the letters he wrote in the prison that he was able to express what God wanted to manifest.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这许许多多的事情。
So when we look at all these matters,
你就可以有很充足的根据来认定什么叫做在基督里。
So we can have a lot of evidences to tell us what it means by in Christ.
不是在看你做的是什么事情。
It's not about what you do.
乃是看你站在哪一个地方。
But it's about where you stand.
你是站在主里面。
Whether you stand in the Lord.
还是不是站在主里面。
Or you're not standing in the Lord.
你是在那里听从主给你的调度。
Are you there to listen to the Lord's commission?
还是你在那里出主意要为神大发热心。
Or you have your own ideas and have your zeal for the Lord.
从外面来看都可以说是不是做坏事，而是为神大发热心。
Outwardly, you say this is not something wrong, it's you're there for, have the zeal for the Lord.
但是你看到那个实质问题的时候。
But when you look at the reality,
神所留意的。
What God pay attention to,
你站在哪里。
It's where you stand.
这是头一样我们要留意的。
And this is the first matter that we need to pay attention to.
你怎么认定是否在基督里呢？
How do you confirm or acknowledge whether you're in Christ?
我们首先就认定神看重做工的人过于他的工作。
And first thing we have to be sure that God regards more highly of the person who works.
人能维持在一个完全接受神的调度的这样的一个光景里。
And if we can maintain our condition that we are totally submissive before God,
在神面前蒙纪念，远超过他在工作上面有极大的成功。
And we emphasize on whether we remember by the Lord much more than whether the work is significant.
弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters,
最近这几年我出外的机会比较多。
Within these past few years, I had many opportunities to travel.
看到有一个。这样的现象很明显。
And I see this very clear phenomenon.
尤其是上一个礼拜，我去温哥华，接连去两次。
Especially last week I went to Vancouver twice.
我就看到一件不是新鲜的事。
I see that something that which is not new.
特别在欧洲那一方面，这好像是成了。见怪不怪的事。
Especially in Europe, there's something that is very commonplace.
什么事呢？
And what is this matter?
好多，那在欧洲那边就好多，那是大教堂。
In Europe, there are many great churches.
那现在，在其中仍然聚会的人不多了。
And now what, the number of people gathered there is not that many.
零零星星的很可怜的，几乎可以说是真的是门槛罗缺了。
That's, we can say it's very few people.
那个屋子里面只配给那个雀鸟在那里做窝了。
There's only the building so empty that the birds can make the nest.
但是在北美呢？
But in North America.
同样的情形也不少。
It's similar conditions exist.
当然，同样的情形不能跟欧洲相比。
Of course, it cannot be compared to the condition in
Europe. 欧洲到处你看见的都是好很庄严的那个教堂。
In Europe, you can see all those great solemn churches.
在北美这边呢，就不可能有那些那样庄严的教堂。
In North America, we won't see that many majestic churches.
但是在北美啊，确实许许多多的教堂，他们都要出卖。
But in North America, there are a lot of churches, they are for sale.
因为没有很多人回来聚会。
Because there's not many people congregating
there. 这是我在加拿大。
And this time when I was in Canada.
我去的，这是去的，在他们中间交通的弟兄们，最近就买了一个礼拜堂。
The brothers I have fellowship with, they recently purchased a place.
这个礼拜堂呢，蛮大的。
They purchased this church, which is very large.
有多少年历史呢？
And how many years of history?
我记得很清楚。
And I remember very clearly.
因为他刚好跟我同年。
Because it's the same age as me.
他们说就是，那个1917年，开始盖的。
And they said it was built in 1917.
那么到现在来说，不过是七十几年了。
Now seventy some years.
但是他那个礼拜堂是真的是很大的。
But the church is very great.
那当然，你从它很大的那个面积啊，你也能知道，好像过去很有一点威王的历史了。
That from the capacity, from how big the church is, you see that's a glorious past.
但现在呢
？But now,
我去的那个聚会就用了他们的地方。
When we went to have fellowship, we used that place.
他们向他租这个时间来聚会。
And they rented for a period of time to have fellowship there.
但事实上呢
？But in fact.
如果说那个主人像从外面来看呢，你只能得到一个结论，就是那个主人像这一批弟兄们租了个地方在那里聚会。
Outwardly, we can say that the owner only rented the place from the brothers as a meeting place.
但事实上不是这样，是弟兄们向他们去租了这个地方过来。
But in fact, it's not the case. It's the brothers who rented the place for
him. 为什么落到那样可怜的光景呢？
And how can it become so pitiful?
当然有原因。
And of course, there's a reason there.
他们跑到新派的里面去了。
They went into the new
the liberal.
The liberal.
所以成为 liberal 的话，那当然不会把神所要显明的基督带出来。
Since they became the liberals, that's why they would not bring forth the Christ.
马上接上去的就是也不传福音。
And what happened was they did not preach the gospel.
说实在话，就没福音可传了。
Indeed, there's no gospel to be preached.
在这种光景
，under this condition,
能维持七十几年到现在还有十来个老人家在那里，还没有说的。刻薄一点的，还没有到绝种。
That we can say that they still maintain it for 70 some years, and there's more than 10 elderly people gathering there. It's not the end of it yet.
但是也可怜透了。
But it's indeed very pitiful.
那另外呢，我认识另外一批弟兄呢，最近啊，不是最近了，前两年啊，又是上同一个教会的系统买了另外一个地方的礼拜堂。
So I also know another group of brothers who purchased another meeting place from this same owner.
比刚才我说的那一个还要大。
And it's even greater than the place I just mentioned.
但是那边就可怜到连人都没有了。
But it's so pitiful, there's nobody there.
所以就把房子也都卖了出来了。
So they sold the place.
就是我们要问的。
But this is what we need to ask.
为什么会落到这种光景？
Is that why has it fallen into such condition?
当然我们要问的乃是站在一般人的那个地位上来问。
But when we ask, we're still standing at the common place or ordinary place to ask this question.
他们是侍奉敬拜神的。
They're there to serve and worship the Lord.
为什么他们所侍奉敬拜的神不赐福给他们？
And how come the God they worship and serve do not bless them?
让他们可以发扬光大。
So that they can become great.
相反的，他们却是落到这样孤单凄凉的那个光景。
But in contrary, they have come into this pitiful condition.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就不能不留意到神做工的法则了。
Then, brothers and sisters, we have to pay attention to the principles of God's
work. 人如果不站在基督里，
if men do not stand in Christ,
你怎么盼望神能在那里有工作的？
How could you hope that God can work there?
你怎么盼望神可以在那里工作？
How could you hope that God can work there?
我们实在需要主给我们很明确的注意这一个。
We indeed need the Lord to cause us to.
来到这幕后的世代的时候。
To this very end day.
各种各样的光景会叫我们在基督里这个事实上产生了迷糊。
All kinds of conditions can cause us to be confused about in Christ this matter.
这一个迷糊是绝对绝对不能允许的。
And we cannot allow such kind of confusion.
如果这个迷糊一出现，
If this confusion appears,
那我们可以说了。
Then we can say this.
这一个工作就没有前途了。
That this work has no future.
这一个工作就不再在这神的纪念的底下了。
That this work is no longer remembered by God.
那就是我们要留意到神做工的法则的时候不能不注意的。
That we have to pay attention to this when we look at the principles of God's work.
不懂的人就说。
Those who don't know would say this.
我们都是拜一个神。
That we all worship the same God.
我们都是读一同一本圣经。
And we all read the same Bible.
我们也是唱同一首诗歌。
And we sing the same hymn.
我们也是奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
弟兄姊妹们，这是外面的话，没有什么意义的。如果没有那个实际在里边的话。
But brothers and sisters, these words are just empty if there's no actual meaning within them.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他在圣经的里边给我们看见他做工的那一个法则。
In the Bible, he lets us see the principles of his work.
他也让我们在眼见的许多的事上也看见神这个做工的法则在那里管理着称为他名下的人。
And also by what we can see by sight, he also let us see that this principle is at work.
第二件事情我想和弟兄姊妹再看的。
And the second matter I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
刚才说到那个神重视人过于工作的这个点说了太多了。
That we have talked too much about this point on God regard highly of the person who does the work more than the work itself.
我们浓缩一点来看第二点。
And we'll look at the
second point. 你怎么能认定是不是在基督里呢？
How could you confirm whether you're in Christ?
你这个我们就要来注意了。那在神的工作的里头，究竟他要做的是什么？
We need to look at within God's work, what does he need to do?
或者说他神做工的目的是什么？
Or what is the purpose of God's work?
我们用简单的话来想。
To put it simply,
神一切的工作。
All of God's work.
乃是要人去彰显他自己。
It's in order for man to manifest himself.
或者说去发表神的自己。
To manifest God himself.
那什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
那是说神要把那些来到他面前的人。
That God wished for those who come before him.
造就他。
That he would build them up
使用他
and to use them
让他们在神的造就和使用的里面去经历他
so that within the edification and how he used them that they can experience him
然后就用着他们去发表神
and then he can use them to manifest God
那弟兄姊妹这是很容易我们就能体会的
and brothers this is something that's easy for us to understand
因为神要用着人来显明他的自己。
Because God wants to use man to manifest himself.
那这也是神在我们身上给我们很清楚的看见他做工的目的。
And this is what God showed us very clearly, the purpose of his work.
我们常常听到这样的一个话。
We often hear this.
或者我们自己也会用着这个话。
Or we'll say this very often.
神要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
That God wants to mold us into His Son's image.
什么叫做把我们磨成他儿子的形象
？What does it mean by molding us into His Son's image?
乃是说，神儿子 的一切能从我们身上发表出来。
Which is to say, all that's in the Son of God can be manifested through us.
那这是从个人这方面来看。
This is when we look at it from a personal point of view.
那如果从神在团体里面做工的那个目的来看。
But if we look at it from the God's work as a, in us in, as a corporate.
那我们看到神要在人中间做工，要把那些接受他工作的人来做成基督的身体。
Which is to say, when God's working us, for those He is working through, He wants to make us into His body.
那既然是基督的身体。
And when we say it's the body of Christ.
那就说出这个这个成显出来的这个身体的一点一滴都是在那里发表基督。
And everything that's manifested in the body is to manifest Christ Himself.
那这个是神做工的目的。
And this is the purpose of God's work.
在我们身上就所以要显明出来的那个做工的目的。
Which is manifested in us the purpose of the work.
那怎么能叫这个目的显出来呢？
And how can we have this purpose manifested?
我们留意到如果这个目的能显出来。
We see that in order for this purpose to be manifested.
就是基督在我们这些人的身上有相当充实的充满。
Which is to say that Christ can fill us to a very full extent.
弟兄姊妹们，那就是说。
Which is to say, brothers and sisters.
神要把他儿子的性格。
That God wished to for his son's character.
说得轻一点。
To be put it more clearly.
神要把他儿子的性情。
Or the nature of his son.
来做成在我们这些人的身上。
That God wants to put his, the nature of His Son into us.
我们就来注意这一个了。
And let's pay attention to this.
我们读旧约的生命记的时候。
When we read Leviticus in the Old Testament.
你看到神跟以色列人说了很多的话。
That we see that God has spoken many words to the Israelites.
那当然生命记里头的内容是把出埃及记立位记和民数记这三卷圣经里面神所说过的话浓缩起来说在生命记里。
Correction is the book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy is a summary of the book of Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers.
所以弟兄姊妹，你在生命记里面你看到神告诉以色列人要做很多事情。
So in the book of Deuteronomy, we see that God told the Israelites many things.
也告诉以色列人你不该做什么许多的事情。
And he also told the Israelites that many things they should not be doing.
但是当神在那里说，你如果你做神所要你做的事情。
And it says there, if you do what God commands you to do.
神就有很多的应许显明在他们当中。
There are many promises of God which will be manifested
in
them.
翻过来呢？
And on the other hand,
如果你不照着神的心意来行走的话呢？
If you do not walk according to God's heart,
那就有很多的那个对付或者是灾难要发生在你们当中。
And there will be a lot of calamities or dealing on you.
弟兄姊妹们，你看《生命记》。
And sisters, when we look at Deuteronomy,
如果你把它总结起来，
if you summarize it,
你怎么说呢？
How would you put it?
你可以这样说。
And you can put it this way.
根本的生命记。
The whole book of Deuteronomy.
就是在那里发表神的性情。
Which is to manifest God's nature.
把神的公义发表的很明确。
To manifest very clearly God's righteousness.
同时也是在那里发表神的体恤、同情、怜悯和慈爱。
And also to manifest God's caring, His mercy and His love.
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚在生命经里面你就看到这么回事。
And very clearly you can see all this in the book of Deuteronomy.
就是神的性情里面最明显的那两点。
Which is the two very, very obvious points of God's nature.
这两点在他们本质上面来说好像是互相冲突的。
And these two points in the nature, it seems like they're in opposition.
是不可能调和的。
They could not be in harmony.
你要说到神的公义的话，
when you talk about God's righteousness,
你就不能有错。
That you cannot have any mistakes.
你有错的话，
if you have any mistakes, then you're done with.
但是在那另外一边就说到神的怜悯和同情。
On the other hand, it's God's mercy and His caring.
而神就在那里说。
And God's there to say.
我不是降灾祸的神。
I'm not the one who caused you woe.
我是乐意上人施恩。
But I'm willing to give you blessing.
如果有人或想能享用神的恩典，我就喜乐了。
If someone wants to enjoy God's mercy, that I'm happy.
神就告诉他们说，你怎么去享用我的丰富。
And God said to tell them, how do you enjoy my abundance?
但是在圣经同一本书的里边。
But in the same book of Deuteronomy.
你看见这两个全然相反的事实在哪？
You see these completely opposite facts.
给人体会得到。
For us to understand.
要么就是活在神的公义里。
On one hand, you can live in God's righteousness.
要么就是活在神的怜悯里。
Or you can live in God's mercy.
你不能两样都要。
You cannot have both.
因为这两样是冲突的。
Because they're in opposition.
但是生命记确实给我们看到。
But the book of Deuteronomy.
是，这两样是冲突的。
Let us see that they're in opposition.
但是这两样有一个调和点。
But the harmony within these
two. 那个调和点是什么？
And what is this?
神说啊，你们如虽然你们得罪我
God said, even though you have offended me,
但是如果你们回转的话
but if you repent,
我就纪念你们
then I will remember you.
弟兄姊妹你看到
versus you can see this.
本来是应该在神的公义的那个约束的底下的
originally that was constrained under God's righteousness.
但是因为他们回转了
But because they repent.
神就把他的那个公义的管教啊约束啊鞭打啊都收起来。
That God would take away all the disciplines under the righteousness.
然后神就让他的怜悯啊丰富啊同情啊供应啊安息啊全都让他们去享用。
And then God would let them enjoy all his mercy, caring and love and abundance.
同样的。
And in
some 如果他们一直是在神的怜悯 和那个纪念的底下
If they continue to be remembered under God's mercy
如果有一天他们转去随从别样
If one day they turn away
神就说
God would say
我也同样的要叫你们承担生命记里面那些咒诅的话
That I wouldcause you to suffer from all those words, all those curses in the book of Deuteronomy.
那就是我们是如果真的是看生命记的话
If we really read into the book of Deuteronomy,
你看见生命记里边把神两个性情是表达的非常的明确
That the book of Deuteronomy has expressed very clearly the two natures of God.
但是你一天看到这两个不同的性情在那里好像调和不起来。
Then when you see these two different natures when they're in opposition.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
当你看到在基督里的这一件事。
When you see this fact in Christ.
你很清楚地看见。
And you can see very clearly.
神的公义和神的怜悯是调在一起的。
That God's righteousness and His mercy.
当中没有冲突的。
There's no
当中没有不调和的地方。
There's nothing inharmonious.
但是问题在这里。
But that's an
issue. 在人的天然的里头
In human nature,
我们只能选一样
We can only choose one.
不是说我们不能选两样
It's not that we cannot choose both.
而是说我们要是选一样的话你就不可能碰别一样
Which is to say if we only choose one then we cannot touch
the other. 所以我们常常看到在属神的人的中间不属神的人不说属神的人的当中
We'll see that among those who belong to God.
一些弟兄姊妹们啊他们表达神的公义啊，真的是很有一套。
Some brothers and sisters, they have a way to express God's righteousness.
但是你在他们身上，你不太容易接受到同情。
But in them, you cannot receive any mercy.
但是另外的一些人的身上呢
？But in other people,
你看到他们对人的体恤了、同情了，真是。可以说就是把神的那个性情表达出来了。
And you can see that they are very merciful and they're full of sympathy. They can express God's mercy very.
但是很可惜的。
But unfortunately.
在这些弟兄姊妹身上，你只能看见他的对一切事物的姑息。
In all these people, you can see that they are very lenient.
神所不喜悦的事情来到他们那里，他们都可以接受过来。
The things that are not accepted by God, they can accept them very easily.
当然他自己不接受。
And if they do not accept these things themselves.
但是一些带着神不能接受的事物的人事物，在他们的眼中也觉得马马虎虎过得来就可以了。
But they would think that these things are not acceptable in God's eyes. They would say, "We'll just let it go."
不是偏这个就是偏那个。
They either lean on one side or the other.
那弟兄姊妹，神的性情要在我们身上发表。
But brothers, in order for God's nature to be manifested in us, you cannot only manifest one side. You have to manifest the whole thing.
造我们或者选造我们。
When God calls us.
都是要叫我们去发表他自己。
It's in order for us to manifest himself.
不是叫我们去发表他的某一面。
It's not just for us to manifest one side of him.
他是要让我们全面的去发表他的自己。
That he wants us to manifest himself completely.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到我们在地上的时候。
So brothers and sisters, we pay attention to when our Lord was on earth.
跟随他的门徒啊。
Those who follow him.
都没有几个能赶上神的心，他我们的主的心思。
Not many of them can match up to our Lord's heart.
那么人对跟随主的人的更是不更是明显的是赶不上了。
But for man is very obvious they cannot match up to God's requirement.
所以你看见主在安息日里头治病啊，以色列人就认为这个不得了的，大逆不道。
So when the Lord was healing the sick on the day of Sabbath, the Israelites said, this is not something that cannot be done.
门徒肚子饿了，在田间走过，那查了一些麦穗来吃啊，肉人家又在那里说，怎么可以放安息日啊？
And when the disciples, they were hungry and they go to the field and pull some wheat to eat and people say that how could you commit such a sin in the day of Sabbath?
所有的人都成了法官了。
So everybody's become a judge.
但是我们的主怎么去回答这些人？
And how does our Lord reply to these people?
主说我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
The Lord said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
我们的主在那里注意，神怎样显明他的性情。
What our Lord pay attention to is how God manifests his character.
我们的主的确是这样。
This is how our Lord is.
那等到他在这那个比斯大池边碰到那个病了38年的病人。
That when he came across this person by the pool of the sheep.
一个完全绝望的人。
That person who's without hope.
我们的主是主动去问他，你要痊愈吗？
That our Lord took the initiative to ask this person, do you want to be healed?
是主亲自去问他。你要不要这个？
That our Lord asked him personally, do you want to be healed?
感谢主做了。
We thank the Lord that he did it.
但是主也告诉他。
But the Lord also told him.
你痊愈了。
That you are healed now.
以后不要再犯罪了。
Do not sin anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你在我们的主的身上很显然的看到公义怜悯都能从他身上是那样和谐的发表出来。
That in our Lord we can see both mercy and righteousness, they can be manifested so harmoniously.
你看到那个在行淫的时候给抓的那个妇人。
And we see that the woman that was caught in the act of adultery.
众人都在那里说用石头打死的。
Everybody was saying that to stone her.
主说好啊。
Our Lord said,
你们当中谁没有罪的，你可以先下手。
Those who have not sinned can cast the first stone.
结果一个一个都跑光了。
As a result, they all leave one by one.
弟兄姊妹都很熟悉这些记载。
And brothers are all familiar with these recordings.
但是你别忘了。
But don't forget.
当最后只剩下主的时候。
When at the end, only the Lord was left.
主一面说。
On one hand, the Lord said.
我也不定你的罪。
That I would not condemn you either.
你回去吧。
Go home.
以后不要再犯罪。
Do not sin anymore.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
你看到这是神的性情。
You see, this is God's nature.
他总是给人有路走的。
He will always leave a way for man.
但是他也总不会叫神的性情受损害的。
But he will also not cause his his nature to be harmed.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能不看见。
But just we have to see this.
像我们这些人，常常都只能发表我们的主的某一面。
For us, we can only manifest a certain point of the Lord.
但是主做工的目的是叫我们能全然地发表他。
But the purpose of the Lord's work is to, for us to manifest Him completely.
在旧约的日子,
In the days of the Old Testament,
神用何西和先知责备以色列人。
That God used the prophet Hosea to reprimand the Israelites.
以色列人在那一个时候向神有点敬畏。
That Israelites at that time they have a little bit of fear toward the Lord.
但是他们更热衷在偶像的敬拜。
But they were very zealous in worshiping the idols.
他们完完全全去拜偶像。
They worshiped the idols completely.
那么神也就可以放手的给他们管教。
Oh, if they worship the idols completely, then God can discipline them without restraint.
但是他们装模作样的，他们也敬畏耶和华。
But they were pretentious and they also worship Jehovah.
然后叫人看不清楚他究竟怎么样。
So people are not sure how, what side are they on.
神用何西和先知来责备他们。
And God used Prophet Hosea to reprimand them.
怎么说呢？
And what did he say?
你们是没有翻过的饼。
That you are the cake not turned.
以色列是没有翻过的饼。
That Israel is like the cake that's not turned.
什么叫做没有翻过的饼？
And what is the cake that's not turned?
弟兄姊妹，你懂。
Versus, do you
understand? 我们都做过饼。
That for those who have made cake.
在北美大概没有人不做过饼吧。
That everybody should have made cake in North America.
你做饼的时候。
When you make a cake?
你只是烤一面就不把它翻转过来烤。
If you only bake one side and not turn it?
那你就看到了。
Then you'll see?
那个饼造出来。
When the cake is made.
一边焦了。
One side is burnt.
另外一边还没熟。
And the other side still raw.
这是没有翻过的饼。
This is like a cake not turned.
不是完整的。
It's not complete.
但是我们看神的工作,
But when we look at God's work,
祂是要把我们带到一个地步,
He wants to bring us to a point.
一面是发表祂自己的公义, 正直的那一面,
On one hand, He wants us to manifest or express His righteousness.
一面也叫我们发表祂的体恤和同情。
On the other hand, He wants us to express His sympathy and His caring.
我们是在感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这叫什么？
What is this?
这叫给磨成神的儿子的形象。
This is to be molded into the Son of God.
先是让我们有一点点神的性情。
First, we have a little bit of His character.
然后让我们在神的性情的里面越过越扎实。
And in His character, we will gradually become very firm.
那就成了这个性格了。
And it's in His nature that we become very firm and then we become His character.
儿子就成形在我们的身上。
And then the Son of God will be completely in us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我想今天晚上我们一定要停在这里了。
Then we need to stop here tonight.
我们今天晚上只是看了两点。 你怎么去认定在基督里的这一个事实？
We only looked at two points and we confirmed how we are in Christ.
至于神如何把我们在基督里头去经营我们, 那我们留到下一次我们再交通。
And we'll continue next time then how God can work within us in Christ.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.